This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Eric Name joins us now. Eric, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm great. Sorry for any of the connection issues.
I blame the Bucks. Okay, so... I was saying earlier, like, I'm done with this season. And I'd have to imagine you're beyond done with this season now, too. So, first, let's start with Cam Thomas, who Doc Rivers was comparing to Lou Williams. And, oh, he's going to be a great sixth man and all of this other stuff. And now he's gone, and he's no longer on the roster to finish out the season. And I realize playing time had diminished. He hasn't been playing as well. But did anybody see this coming?
Yeah, I mean, he picked up two DNP CDs. He got benched a couple games. I wouldn't say I was shocked. Obviously, I think it kind of came down to, was it going to be Cam Thomas or was it going to be Andre Jackson? And it was just kind of the Bucks trying to figure that out. And as far as those two, like, you know, Cam Thomas might be more helpful if you're trying to tank games, because he just doesn't really play any defense and dribbles the air out of the ball. And honestly, I think it kind of goes back to that initial comment from Doc Rivers that you're talking about, right? Like, I remember being in Orlando, Cam Thomas scores 34. Everyone's excited about it. Doc Rivers is so excited about it. He's talking about, you know, Lou Williams and Jamal Crawford, and now he's got Cam Thomas. And I relayed that message to Cam Thomas, and I wouldn't say he was upset by it, but he certainly wasn't excited about being compared to two.
Yeah, because he wanted to start.
And that, I think, I don't want to say that was like the whole thing, but that's certainly at the core of the issue where, you know, when in his first couple games, he was getting a bunch of shots and everything was going good. That was great, and he enjoyed it. But at some point, you know, Giannis was going to come back, and when Giannis came back, he didn't really have much of a place. You know, they had two other young scoring guards in Kevin Porter Jr. and Ryan Rollins that they were trying to figure it out with, and those two take priority over this lottery ticket that essentially the Bucks picked up. And then, like I said, you get to the spot where, you know, in Atlanta, he plays 3 minutes in the first half. Doc Rivers doesn't play him in the second half. And then you know, after the game, Doc is talking about, we're going to play guys that play right. And if you don't play right, you're not going to play anymore.
Right.
And after that, there's two DNP CDs. And then obviously he kind of came back into the rotation, but I would also say that was when the Bucks tanking efforts, began in earnest.
No, no tanking. That doesn't happen. Now, come on. I know.
It's absurd to make such an assertion. But he came back and, you know, they got beat by 32 points by the Utah Jazz, that were playing eight guys, three of them two ways, and one of them a 10-day that played all 48 minutes in the game. Cam Thomas played 22 minutes in that game. And again, you can say whether or not they're tanking, whether or not that's good, everyone can have an opinion on that. But I just don't think that they believed that Cam Thomas had bought into what their vision was. And I don't know if Cam Thomas is going to buy into what any team believes their vision is for Cam Thomas going forward, because he still very much believes that he can be a star in this league. And I don't know what team will go along with that idea.
Talking with Eric Name, Bucks speed writer for The Athletic. Follow him on X at @Eric_Name. That's @Eric_Name. So now today we have the Players Association releasing a statement about the Bucks wanting to shut down Giannis, according to reports. And Giannis, of course, wanting to play if healthy. I don't know, man. Like, I would have shut him down coming off of the last injury. I wouldn't have wanted him to play the rest of the year. And at some point, there either has to be either, hey, you're with us or you're not. And to me, it kind of feels like he's not. It feels like he is about him, his numbers, his stats, and everything else. Because if this was about the team and understanding the big picture of what assets you have to work with going forward and how we're going to try and get this thing back on the right track to put you in a position to win a championship in Milwaukee in the next, you know, 3 to 4 years or whatever that seems to be, then all signs pointed towards trying to figure out how to get the best draft pick possible. And this lottery that is absolutely stacked more so than any time in probably the last 20 years at this point. And instead, it's, oh, we're going to try and make the playoffs and have a great February and screw everything up at this point. How do you read the Giannis situation as it sits versus the Bucks side of things?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot in there. Obviously, I was the first one to report that the Bucks asked him to get shut down, and he said no. I think everything that you said is lovely. Did you hear John Horst say that?
No.
Oh, interesting. The last I heard from the organization, and that's all I can go on, is they're doing everything in their power to win. Their goal is to win, and that's what they want to do. If there's a different long-term vision, that would be a great thing, I think, to communicate to their fan base. And obviously, you're a smart guy. You picked up the context clues. Great work. You did it. But I would say that is something that needs to be communicated overall. And we haven't heard from John Horst. We didn't hear from John Horst after the trade deadline. We haven't heard from John Horst since Media Day. And I think that it's a great idea to shut somebody down and to start a tank. Unfortunately, you don't own your own pick. So you tanking for the Atlanta Hawks?
No, you have either your pick or the Pelicans pick. So you have, yeah. Now again, the Pelicans got hot. I understand. Yep.
And they're going to keep winning. So now you're in a place where you have to do it, right? Like, yep, you have to go out there and make your pick worse. Again, that's great. I would think as an organization, you want to communicate such a thing.
Correct.
But to do so, you would have to admit that you are doing what, Sparky?
Tanking.
Oh, that's a problem, because your best player wants to play. Your best player has been hurt the entire season, and he would like to go out and play. And now you are in the situation that you're in, where the NBA Players Association is upset because they believe Giannis is healthy and he's not being allowed to play. So where does that leave all of you now? To me, this is just a situation where I don't truly understand what the point of creating this conflict was. The Bucks lost plenty with Giannis on the floor.
Sure did.
So this was about a couple percentage points in the lottery. Like, it was about getting to seventh in lottery odds. And I don't even know if that would be possible. The Memphis Grizzlies are five games worse than you in doing some of the most egregious tanking in the league. So this was about making sure that you're worse than the Bulls.
This should have all started at the beginning of February. This should not have happened until now. You should have traded every asset on this roster. Everybody. Rollins, Turner, everybody should have been gone. Take all the toys out of the toy box and make sure you're not going to win. Get as many picks as you can.
No, you didn't.
Because you were trying to appease Giannis to try and stay in this thing.
Okay. Well, then, this is where we are.
Right. And now you're stuck. You screwed the whole thing up. Yes, I agree with you 100%. No, absolutely no question. Now, the next thing I have is Brian Windhorst out saying, like, are the Bucks? Are you sure they really want to pay $275 million to Giannis when he's been hurt?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
As much as he has been in the past, what say you to that, Eric Name?
I think the Milwaukee Bucks will always be willing to extend Giannis Antetokounmpo at his full value. I don't know why you'd want to do anything else.
Agreed.
With the best player in your franchise's history. And I don't know why you'd want to do anything to endanger that player potentially leaving. Because there will be other teams that will do it. And these teams can posture to Brian Windhorst and whoever else they might like. But they've all been drooling for a decade about the possibility of getting Giannis Antetokounmpo. And now you're telling me they might be able to do it and they're not sure if they want to offer the full max. Get out of here. Like, it's posturing. That's what it is. It's nothing more. Like, you can't convince me that all these teams have been monitoring and wanting Giannis on their team and desperately trying to position themselves for this player. And now that they have the chance to do it, they're going to penny pinch? I'm sorry. I don't believe it. And I don't believe that the Bucks would do that either, because they understand that this guy is the franchise. And they didn't handle this season the way that they needed to, right? This season didn't go the way that it went, with Giannis missing half their, you know, first 50 games, first 60 games, whatever it was. And they got hot, and they thought maybe they could make this thing work yet when Giannis came back, and they weren't able to do so. And now they're in a tough spot, and I think they kind of have to play it out. And to me, the biggest thing I would be worried about if I was in charge was making the relationship with the best player in franchise history worse. To me, at this point, you're quote-unquote tanking, but not tanking, because tanking is not allowed. You're tanking for percentage points to improve the Hawks pick, because the Pelicans keep winning. And because the Pelicans don't own their pick, they're going to keep trying to win. And they're going to keep going out here. I think they've won, what, 10 of their last 15 or something like that?
Yeah.
They're going to keep doing that. This pick is going to have – are these two picks, the one owned by the Pelicans and the one owned by the Milwaukee Bucks, are going to continue to be right around each other in 8-9, and we'll see if one or both of them hit in the lottery. The Hawks will take the better one of those two, and the Bucks will be stuck with whatever's left. But this is kind of the situation that they're in now.
So we had the interview come out with Ronald Shelbourne with Wesley Edens, and apparently Haslam was there, but I don't remember seeing any Haslam quotes in that whole article. But Edens talked about the fact of, look, either you want to play with us and you're going to sign that extension, or we're trading you. And I said on this show, like, I'm giving him a deadline. June 1st. You have a deadline. Because there's two paths here. There's one path of, okay, I'm moving on from Giannis, and we're going the rebuild route, and this is what I'm going to do going into this draft and going into the offseason in the summer. And then the other path is, okay, I've got to figure out how I'm going to get two more star players to put with Giannis and how we're going to go about doing that. I cannot be held hostage essentially by Giannis waiting until August or September for him to make up his mind whether or not he wants to sign an extension, because then all that work you do, you can flush down the toilet and you wasted potentially future assets on top of that to try and make him happy. There has to be some type of deadline here, Eric, before we get to the offseason, doesn't there?
So Giannis can't sign until October 1st.
Correct, but they need a verbal of some sort from him way before then. Way before then.
I mean, that's fun to say, but I would say, are they still committed to winning? I think it's pretty simple to show that you're still committed to winning. And no matter what anyone says, no matter what anyone says about an ultimatum or a deadline or whatever, actions speak far louder than words. And we're going to see if they get serious and get a coach in that does a better job than Doc Rivers. We're going to see if they get serious and add things.
But that's it, though, Eric, right? So if I'm rebuilding, I'm not spending squat on a coach because I'm rebuilding.
Great.
If I'm trying to win...
That's fine. I don't care, Sparky.
But if I'm trying to win a championship, that's a different avenue.
I don't care what any of us say. I don't care what any of us say. They have to show it. Why would they not have to show it? Why would they not have to show that they're serious about winning?
When haven't they shown they're serious about winning going into this last offseason? And yet Giannis is questioning
turn. Whoa. Last offseason, Sparky, there's a whole season here.
Yes, I understand this season. But what I'm saying is summer we go through this rigmarole with Giannis about, well, I don't know. I mean, come on, seriously. I mean, I don't know what more John Horst could have done for the last several off seasons to prove that the dude's trying to help you win a championship. That Lillard-Miles Turner deal,
Sparky.
Who the hell does that outside
Sparky.
Of him?
Sparky, great. No one will deny the Bucks' commitment to winning.
Giannis, he's denied it for the last three off seasons.
Season. Before this season, no one will deny it.
Eric, if that's the case, then Giannis wouldn't have been playing, I don't know, we'll see, I don't know, and having Shirani on there going, well, he doesn't appear that happy, he wants to see if the Bucks are committed to winning. All of that rhetoric would have been shut down. Giannis easily could have just said, and you and I had this conversation, about, man, I know they're trying to win, they've shown it every offseason, like, we don't got to play this game, I'm a Buck, they're trying, I know they're trying, let's go. But we don't do that, do we? No. We hold it over their heads and go, let's see what they're going to do this offseason, I'll let you know if I want to come back. That's crap.
Okay.
It is. I mean, again, yes, okay. This season sucks. I agree.
Okay, great. If at any point in the season, if they would have fired Doc Rivers, would you be still questioning whether or not they were committed to winning?
No. I think most of the fan base wanted Doc Rivers fired.
Okay. So that's why this has to be a question, right? The last year has put into question whether or not they're fully committed to winning. Has it not?
Sure, I guess. Yeah, fine. I mean, but you yourself said Giannis has been gone half the season. So what is he supposed to do about that?
I mean, I think not having outdated principles, right? Like, they've been punting on offensive rebounding for the entirety of his tenure.
It's true.
And what has the rest of the league decided to do? Offensive rebound like crazy. The Boston Celtics didn't have one of their guys. And Joe Mazzulla put together a game plan and a strategy and tactics that kept the team in it, and they outperformed what anyone would have ever expected.
Agreed.
And Doc Rivers didn't do that. So, again, I'm with you. I understand that it's frustrating to not have a promise from Giannis Antetokounmpo that he will sign an extension no matter what. But I would also wonder, if I was Giannis, and this team has not fired Doc Rivers and didn't make a big move at the deadline, if they are still serious about winning, right?
Yeah.
Is it not fair? That would be my counter. Is it not fair to wonder how serious they are about winning anymore?
Sure. Yeah, you could have that take. But my counter to that, if I was John Horse, was how do you think we're going to add to this roster at this point? Like, this lottery pick is gold, essentially, for us, where we can get a young superstar that's not going to be that's not going to cost us a ton to play with you. Then we have picks at the draft that we can essentially trade at that point to potentially get you another player to go in that direction. Like,
do it.
That would be my response, I guess, if I was John Horst.
Do it.
Yeah.
Prove you're serious about winning, and I'll sign the extension.
I don't believe you. I mean, if I was John Horst in the Bucks, like, I don't believe you. Your agents have been running in circles and saying whatever they're saying. Like, I don't know.
But what has happened every time?
Yes, he stays. Yeah, I know. He stays. I know.
That's, and what do they do every time?
They go bend over moves, backwards. Yes.
They make moves that can prove that they're committed to winning.
Yep.
What? Nothing's changed.
I'm so done. I'm so done with all of this. I just am. Eric Name of The Athletic. He covers the Milwaukee Bucks on X at Eric_Name. I love Eric because I can yell and scream at Eric, and he takes it, and he comes right back at me, and we're still friends after, and that's a beautiful thing. Eric, thank you so much, my friend.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Spark.
Take care. There he is, Eric Name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online.
really.
I'm Brian. I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Brian, why do you care?
I care because I don't want to leave anybody behind. I oversee one of the biggest resource centers in UnitedHealthcare. I see people walked in my office every day, just like my parents. They have no idea about the healthcare. I feel like they are my uncles, aunties. I treat these people like family. I'm Brian, and I'm committed to care.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.